Ever heard of a bush around here called a sumac or shumac?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I ever seen any shumac. I don't remember. I've heard of it and heard people talk about it. But it does grow here in some places.
Have you got any kind of bush or vine that if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
I don't know. We've got poison oak, poison ivy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That's two that'll do it.
You allergic to them?
Huh?
They bother you if you get into them?
But I got a sister and a brother can't walk under the tree or buy it without it getting on them.
Is that right?
That's right.
I asked you about a cherry tree a minute ago. What would you call that hard inside part of the cherry that you might break a tooth on if you bit down on it?
A pit, I guess. I think that's what they call them, cherry pits.
Yes, ma'am. What about the hard inside part of the peach?
That's just called a seed.
Do y'all have a peach around here that, you know, the meat's real tight against the seed?
That's a pressed peach. That's what we call.
What about that other type that is not so tight against it?
Well, that's called clear seed.
Clear seed? Mm-hmm. What would you call the part of the apple that's left after you've eaten around it? That would just be the...
The core?
Mm-hmm. Do people around here ever take old fruit like apples or peaches and slice them up and let them dry?
Yeah. Long time ago they did.
Right.
Yeah, they sure is.
What did they do, make pies or something like that?
Just cooked them like they did the ones you got out of the store.
Mm-hmm. I see. You mentioned peanuts yesterday. They grow around here?
Yeah. Some people, there hasn't anybody over here, but just across the river over there, they've got regular peanut farms, plantations, hundreds of acres of them. They've just done that in the last 2 years, so.
Yes, ma'am. You ever heard people around here call peanuts by any other name?
Goobers.
Goobers.
Yeah.
You ever heard penders?
Penders and goobers or peanuts. Yeah.
Would there be any other types of nuts besides peanuts that grow around here?
Yeah, there's hickory nuts and black walnuts. That's about all kind of nuts I know of that grow.
You ever heard of almonds growing around here?
No, they don't grow here.
Mm-hmm. What about oranges?
They
what about fruit?
Not here. South Louisiana, they do. But they don't grow no oranges here.
You like them? Deep?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah, me too. You mentioned butter beans. Has anybody ever given you a lot of butter beans and you just had to sit down and... What would you call yourself doing with those?
Shelling them.
Kind of like a job?
Yeah. I like it. I didn't mind. Mm-hmm. I've shelled no telling how many since I've been in here for different people.
Is that right? What would say if you took the tops off of a bunch of turnips and cooked them, you'd say that you were making yourself a mess of
turnips? For greens?
Greens.
I like them cooked together. But I have cooked them separately.
Yes, ma'am. Let me ask you about this expression. If a man had a lot of children, say about seven boys and seven girls, you'd say, well, he just got a whole
bunch of gang.
He would have, wouldn't he?
Yep, but that lady stood down the door of the scene and had 14.
14?
Yes, that lady that stood right down the door of the scene.
Where is it?